Let's talk cycling now. Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mail in Bendigo. Noel, morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. How are you going today?
Good, good. Should be a nice day out on the bike, particularly this morning. It's a gorgeous morning.
Yeah, I don't get out in the morning, Robbo. That's when I should do it. I get out in the night and it's too hot. Anyway, I get out though. That's the main thing, I reckon.
That is the main thing. Hey, the titles over the weekend, the national road titles in Ballarat, Buninyong. Gee, that must have been tough because the attrition rate was quite extraordinary.
Yeah, it was a huge race. The men's, there's lots of races on over there, but the men's one was just a smash fest. It was like 170 riders started and 16 official finishes in the end, I think. It just goes to show the level of the riders that are riding, you know, in World Tour events, how fast they must go, you know.
Yeah.
And basically, it was just a really hard, hot day. It was 30 degrees, which isn't probably as hot as what we've been having in Bendigo, I suppose, but in Ballarat, it's hot, you know, it was a dry day, and coming off the road, the heat over there with the big climb every lap, you know, it would have been like 50 degrees on the asphalt coming off the road. But it was 185 kilometres, it's a long way, and in the main race, the men's elite race, Luke Plapp, he's a guy who's, he just went to the Olympics in Tokyo and got a bronze medal, but he's been around for quite a few years now, he's only a young bloke, he's only 21. But many years ago, you've heard me mention the name Remco Evenepoel.
Yep.
And the Belgian wonder child. Well, years ago, Luke Plapp came second to him in Junior Worlds, and the world was put on notice. They thought, gee, Plappy goes well. And it's just been getting better and better and better. And he was enormous. But the guy that was with him in the end and who Luke had to attack to win, James Whelan, this is how the race changed, I suppose. James Whelan had a point to prove because he's been riding World Tour for education first, and he's been dismissed, so he's back in Australia, you know, to ride Australian racing, and he's very bitter that he got kicked out of World Tour. So he had to put up a big ride to try and get noticed again. It was a huge ride, and he was just so strong. And he was very stiff to be caught by Luke Platt. But so that's probably what happened. Those two riders were just on a mission, you know.
Yeah.
Platt should have won it last year. 50 kilometres to go, he broke away, which is way too early, and stuffed it up, and this year he won easily. But no, he won from James Whelan and a guy called Trekkie Johnson, who's a mountain bike rider. And it was fantastic. Bendigo's Tasman Nankervis, him and Chris Hamilton, the two Bendigo riders, they were the last two left for Bendigo, but who did really well. Well, Tassie Nankervis, he was up there right until the last lap, as was Chris Hamilton. So, yep. And of course, Chris rides World Tour, as we know. But no, it was good. I really enjoyed watching it. The women's race was quite good too. That was won by a young Tasmanian girl living in Bendigo called Nicole Frayne. And she rides for Peter Mullins' Rock Salt team. So that was a fantastic race.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark. Yeah.
I was just going to say, with the women's race, why did they combine the women's seniors and juniors in one race as opposed to the men when the under, you know, 21s or 23s or whatever was a separate race? That seemed a bit strange.
Inequality in racing with sexes, I believe, Mark. That'll sum it up. Years ago, they had the men and the men under 23s and the seniors both raced together, and the under 23 guy won the whole race, and they wouldn't give him the Australian title, and they gave it to the third place finisher. Mm. And it caused a big stink. So they separated the men's under 23s and the elite men's into two separate races, but the women's have remained the same. But the same thing can happen. The under 23 girl can win, but she probably won't get the national jersey, you know.
Wow.
But actually, the young girl, Alyssa Politis, she got third in the elite race, and she was also first under 23. So she got a bronze medal in the elite race, and then she was national champion for the under 23s. But the girls deserve separate racing, Mark. They really do.
Yeah.
They need their own race, as do the men. You can't have one and not the other. That's just how it is, Robbo.
Yes, indeed.
We're staunch on that, you and me.
Yep, okay. Now, we better move on. Just very quickly to the, of course, there was the paracycling as well, was it? Also in the championships?
Yeah, paracycling was on. They started on Wednesday with their time trial. They had some fantastic racing. There's a lot of paracycling. There seem to be more classes in the paracycling than what they actually have at in the Paralympics, so you put extra classes in, like the intellectual disabilities and deaf, for people that are deaf and different races that aren't eligible to ride in the Paralympics. So there's a lot of them, a lot of different races. So I guess some of them are like a demonstration type event.
Yeah,
no, it was good.
Yeah, terrific.
Really enjoyable.
All right, couple of quick things before you go. Tour Down Under, getting underway. I used to live in Adelaide, of course, so this time of year, a plethora of middle-aged fat blokes in Lycra, never good, but the racing is.
That's a good word, plethora. Yeah, it's called the Tour Down Under Classic now because just till COVID's over, I suppose they've lost their UCI classification, so it's not a full international race because all the international riders can't come back. Having said that, we've still got Richie Porte in it, and of course Luke Plapp, our new champion, and we've got Grace Brown, the Australian women's champion, and you know Cam Meyer, Luke Durbridge, Simon Clark, lots of good riders in it. There's a big contingency from Bendigo going over. I looked yesterday, I would like to say the whole team of riders in Bendigo, but I don't know. This team still aren't up yet on who's there, just the stars. But I believe Tasman and Curvis is going, and Dylan McKenna, Chris Hamilton, and maybe Connor Sens. I'm not sure. I'd like to find out officially, and maybe we can get back to you in the next couple of days on who's in it. But that starts on the weekend and goes through from the 21st to the 29th of this month. So it's called the Tour Down Under Classic.
All righty. And as we sign off, mate, tomorrow night, more action at Tom Flood Sports Centre.
Yeah, we're itching to get back up there, Robbo. We missed the last two events through rain and different things happening. Yeah, it'll be good tomorrow night. It's the McCaig Air Conditioning Wheel Race. We're going to get a big field of riders up there, I reckon. We had a good crew up there on Sunday coaching. That was good. Well, not the coaches. There wasn't many of them. There's two. But, I mean, a lot of good kids up there, very eager to be getting up there in the hot weather to learn. It was a good day. So they'll be up there Thursday night. Yep.
Terrific.
6:30 it starts.
All righty.
Maybe come up, Robbo.
Might even get there. I might surprise you one day, mate. I'll roll up. Yep.
Okay, mate.
All right. Listen, have a great day. And we'll talk to you next week, Noel.
Thank you, Mark.
Noel Sens, cycling. Wake up call, Gold Centre Victoria.